Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Folks, Wayne Cruz is the purveyor of a report that is singularly critical to your success. It is fully half of the, it reports on fully half of the obstruction that the government puts up in front of us, in addition to whatever deficit spending that they may do and whatever taxes they impose on us. And this is the regulatory state. There is nobody on the planet who knows more about the regulatory state of the United States of America than Wayne Cruz. He is the guru, the galactic guru on this topic. And his 10,000 commandments, an annual snapshot of the regulatory federal regulatory state, is the gold standard. It is the gold standard for this information. And we're so happy that for the last 20 years, he's been sharing this with us when it was hot off the press, as it is today. Wayne Cruz, welcome back, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. What is this,
the 25th one of these? Which one? Which number is it?
This is 26, actually, because we put a banner on the last one with the 25th anniversary, and I was telling everybody they were getting old. But while I'm doing this sport, not me.
Well, I know we met you in September. We met you in September of '98. So I know that we wouldn't have. I don't think we would have done it then. But I'm sure in '99. So this, I know this is the 20th year where you and I've done it. And how did I do in my little intro of what your report's all about?
That was terrific. That was terrific because you capture exactly what it's all about. You said no matter what you know that you're paying in your taxes, or when you look at the deficit, there's still more to the picture, and that's what we've always talked about when we've gotten together about this. Mm-hmm. Regulations are like a hidden tax, and on the fiscal side, we're back to a $4 trillion spending budget and a $1 trillion deficit. On the regulatory side, though, I have always thought that regulations can matter more than taxing and spending, especially since it's the least disciplined part of what government does.
I mean, it's a stealth encroaching. Yeah. It's like kudzu, you know, it's stealthy and it just kind of creeps up on you and it's so slow moving, but yet it's so oppressive. It can be that it just builds up and builds up. And before you know it, you're collapsed under it.
That's right. You think about tax, at least we know what taxing and spending and what the deficit is. But even that gets out of control. So you imagine the same thing with economic regulation, environmental, financial, health and safety, and all the paperwork that's involved, all the paperwork involved in IRS regulations come after they change tax laws. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of ways that the regulatory state grows. And we're trying our best, and the whole purpose of this report, you know, as we've talked about so much, is in the same – what I really want is in the same way – there's a whole lot to talk about accountability and sunsetting. Stuff, things like that. But what I want is for people to be able, just as you can look up the historical tables of the federal budget and see exactly what the federal government's been doing, we have nothing like that for the regulatory state, and that's what I'm trying to get in place. And that's everything from numbers of rules, pages in the Federal Register. I want the government to explore what its costs are.
Right.
It doesn't know what the cost of the regulation is. What's the
impact? You know, there was a time, I don't know if they still do it or not, but there was a time when, in the Bush administration, when he required the SBA advocate, to the SBA's chief economist, our friend Chad Moutray used to do this. He's now at NAM. But he required that person, that agency, the advocate agency there, to approve any regulation, any law that was going to hurt small businesses. To explain why it was necessary. Do they still do that?
They do not do that Haldo, I'm glad you raised, when you started to say this, I'm really glad you brought this up. They do not do that. However, one of the things that Trump can do is require that agencies pay more attention to rules and that SBA gets a bite at the apple here. They really should. Mm-hmm. It's the small business.
So did the Obama administration end that from after they took over from Bush? Because that was a Bush decision.
Right. What they kept doing, I think that's right, Jim. What they did keep doing was reporting on numbers of rules affecting small business that had to have a so-called regulatory flexibility analysis,
right,
which is required for rules that impact small business to a certain degree. So you did see those kinds of reports continue, mm-hmm, but kind of putting the
There was probably no action taken. And the other thing, Wayne, as we go to a break, we need to remind people, folks, these regulations are often, mostly, almost always made by people who are unelected. Coming out of the agencies, as they promulgate the laws. And then there's the dark matter that Wayne has discovered. And then we'll get him to remind us about that after the break. It's 20 till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.